take control of the airwaves here at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Joining you here tonight, it is Ian.
Bradley.
And Julia.
All right, so you can join us on our website as well, and if you find something online that you think's interesting, you want to share it with the rest of our audience, you submit it as show prep there. Maybe it's a YouTube video or a blog post or news item, and then others can vote as whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion, the most liked making it to the front page at the top of the site at freetalklive.com. We can continue here with your calls. Sam Dodson calling from Texas. Sam of the Obscured Truth Network, you're back on Free Talk Live. Welcome back. How are you?
Hey, doing great. My, Ian, what have you gone and gotten yourself into today?
You know, I have this habit of doing things I'm told not to do, and today I went with Derek J. and Kelly Voluntarius to and Carlos Miller from CarlosMiller.com to Superior Court, where I've been banned for life, forever, from trespassing on the entire court property, so I'm not even allowed in the parking lot. But the provisions of the ban stated that in order to go to the court, because, you know, in theory I could have some business to do there, is that if I have, this is right from the sheriff's order here, that this no trespass order that he gave me, if you have any legitimate business that requires you to enter and remain in the court building, you are to contact me to make an appointment to conduct your county business. And so I attempted to contact him. It doesn't say I was supposed to call him. It just said I'm supposed to contact him. And so what I had done was I had, I'd called him in the past, not after this order, but prior to it. He never called me back. So I knew that he had a habit of not calling me back. And after this order, 2 weeks ago, I talked to one of his sheriff's deputies on the street, and I told him, hey, I'd really like to talk to the sheriff. Can you pass on my phone number and have him give me a call? He said he would. He ended up coming back outside a few minutes later to tell me, sheriff's in the office. I gave him your message. He said he's going to cross the street in a moment to go to another building. The county building's right across the street. And so he was going to go over to that other building and allegedly come outside and talk to me. So I said, okay, great. And I waited there, and I was doing some outreach out in front of the court, some fully informed jury nullification outreach. And he never came out. So I finished doing my outreach, and, you know, I'm not going to stand there and wait all day. It's cold outside. I'm going home. And I figured he's got my phone number. He can call me. He didn't call. And so a few days later, I ran into that same sheriff's officer who I had given my number to before. And I said, hey, what happened? What, you know, the sheriff didn't call. Did you give him my number? He said, yeah, you weren't outside the courthouse. And I said, well, I still wanted him to get in touch with me. Can you have him get in touch with me? And he said, sure. And so I gave him my number again. And, you know, he said he was going to get in touch with him. And today, that same officer confirmed that he did indeed pass my message on to the sheriff. So it's not like he wasn't getting the messages. He knew that I was looking to talk to him. He just never bothered calling me back. So I figured, well, what am I supposed to do? Keep calling this guy every single day? I've got things to do. I'm busy. I don't have time to, you know, chase this guy down just to ask permission to go to court and do legitimate business where I'm trying to get a name, you know, trying to look into the name change thing with the probate court. And so I actually had a document from probate court rejecting my previous name change application because I wouldn't pay them for it. And I wanted to come in and, you know, make an offer and, you know, maybe pay some money to a charity and have them agree with, maybe perhaps agree to that. So I was, I walked in there today with an official court document in my hand saying, hey, I'm here on official business. Your sheriff won't call me back. So what am I supposed to do? And that's what they arrested me for.
I think you have a really good case because they can't blanketly prevent you from going to court under. I mean, I think the trespass order itself is on, you know, shaky ground. But to in effect make it a complete ban on ever being able to go to court, which in effect it is, if the sheriff never calls you back. I think you have a very good case.
Well, Brad, I want to ask you some questions about that and back up to the trespass order that was issued to several people, and Ian, it was also, I believe, two other activists that were arrested today for the same thing.
That's correct. Derek J., our Tuesday night host, was arrested. He didn't even go into court. He was outside, and they came after him after they arrested Kelly Voluntarius and myself. We were both inside. She had accompanied me there with the intention of also looking into a name change at probate court, and so she was there on official business as well, but that didn't stop them from arresting us, and then they just went after Derek just because we haven't figured it out. We're not sure why they did that. But because they can, I guess.
So, and so the claim was that you guys were harassing and threatening the civil servants there at the courthouse by singing to them out in the parking lot and so forth.
That's correct.
The problem with that I see, Brad, is there were no arrests. or charges or anything done about the harassment or threatening, which are all crimes. And I'm wondering, Brad, do police officers in New Hampshire, if they witness a crime like that, don't they have some kind of duty to act on it?
Well, state law says in New Hampshire that if the police witness a felony, they are required to act on it.
These are misdemeanors?
Yeah, these would be misdemeanors. But what the Cheshire County Sheriff's Department did, interestingly, was threaten everybody with arrest for stalking. And I wrote a blog on Free Keen about that called The Cheshire Sheriffs Make Groundless Stalking Threat. And apparently they looked into it and realized that would be a pretty weak case because you guys were trying to interview Tebow. And, you know, Tebow the bailiff is a public employee, and people have a right to question public employees.
Well, their claim is that after he gets off work, he's no longer a public employee, so he has a right to privacy or something like
that.
Well,
you don't have any right to privacy in a public place. In a parking lot of a public building is completely public. And, you know, I think the Glick decision itself that came down out of the First Circuit Court of Appeals, which said that, you know, you have a federal constitutional right to film public officials in public, I think that might even apply because he's at his place of employment. There's so many ways it can go, and I think the sheriff did this without too much to back it up, hoping that, you know, all the documented cases could convince a judge. And not to mention, I mean, this is like a club. I mean, the judges aren't going to rule in a way that, you know, subjects them to being sang to in the parking lot. You know, they're going to do whatever it takes to move the unsightly people exercising their natural and constitutional rights out of the area. You know, go sing in the free speech zone down the street. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Brad, you know, also you're right about the point how this order is denying Ian access to the courts. I mean, if they say you can't come to the court without permission and then never call you back, what if he had to file an emergency, like ex parte motion or something?
He would have been arrested.
Required urgency.
No courts for Ian.
Cheated.
Well, I think you might have a very good argument, Ian, that if you read the New Hampshire Constitution, it essentially says, you know, if you don't have the protection of the government, your surrender is void, meaning your surrender of your natural rights to the state is void. And if they are denying you the basic due process or basic legal rights, you can say, hey, I can't go to court, I can't use the system because I've been using other rights, so therefore the system doesn't apply to me. And, it, you know, they may not like it, but it's written right in the state constitution.
Right, well, that's never helped anybody.
No, and it probably never will.
Right, but I am getting to the point where, you know, there really aren't that many other remedies to seek as far as inside the system stuff. There is this grievance panel thing. We talked about it from the Liberty Forum with somebody that knows a few things. I'm willing to try some of the more inside the system stuff to see if anything sticks, but ultimately I'm getting to the point where I'm just like, screw this. I'm going to stop paying taxes. Why should I pay taxes for, you know, services I can't even utilize?
Well, because 3 years from now you're going to be kicked out of your own house, you know.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah. But, I mean, this I think...
What are you supposed to do?
Well... Yeah.
Be a good little citizen.
It's like people think that every revolution that has ever happened has been okay, but, you know, to talk about another one, to talk about people no longer standing for, you know, this BS that the government puts down, it's like it's not okay to talk about how things now are a problem. They were only a problem, you know, like 40 years ago, 50 years ago for the civil rights movement, you know, back during the Declaration of Independence. But people aren't following the Constitution, and they're right out in the open about it, and they think they can get away with it.
Sam, your thoughts?
Well... So I, you know, Brad, I've been watching your case with Jason Talley, which is related to this camera issue, and I love the way that you're getting to the root of the matter, you know, by actually doing depositions with these judges to find out at least the best cover story they can put together on what's going on behind the scenes. And, you know, I share your sort of skepticism, Ian, about the Judicial Oversight Committee. That was headed up by the New Hampshire Speaker of the House, Bill O'Brien, the man that I paid $17,000 to put on a $4,000 defense.
Ooh.
And, I mean, this guy, he was afraid to deposition Burke. I mean, he was a coward. And
yeah, well, I'm not in that little club called the Bar Association, so, I mean, they don't intimidate me, and I'll do everything I can to get him interviewed.
Sam, do you have some more comments on this?
Sure.
All right, hang on. More with Sam Dawson here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you like. Take control of these airways. 1-855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation. And for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled Penn Reading's Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live. Our number is 855-453. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. That's 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Now, there's something that Mark's been pretty excited about recently, but he's not here to tell you about it. It's the Life Yacht from Erickson Council. The state owns the land, but they don't own the water. And to be free today, yeah, one of the things you could do is get a boat. And not just any boat, the Life Yacht. It's a stable catamaran as big as a house. It purifies its own water, generates its own power, grows its own food, and has a shallow draft to be able to get a four-wheel drive car or SUV ashore. With a Life Yacht, you could live free of nearly any government intrusion and have a seashore home anywhere in the world. You can be involved for $1,000 and a commitment of as little as 8 months. EricksonCouncil.com, that's E-R-I-C-S-S-O-N, Council.com. 855-450-FREE is our number here. Let's continue with Sam Dodson calling from Texas. Sam, you're back on Free Talk Live with your comments on this morning's crackdown on liberty activist Carlos Miller, the blogger from CarlosMiller.com, an internationally known blogger, was here in Keene. And did he get a taste of Keene activism today with confronting Judge Burke with a video camera and still cameras as he walked to work this morning. And then following that, being threatened with arrest by the sheriffs in the Cheshire Superior Court. And then after he was threatened, myself and Derek J. and Kelly Voluntarist, all bloggers from FreeKeene.com, were arrested at the courthouse for so-called trespassing, ended up spending the rest of the day in and out of jail. I was in there and was luckily released on PR bail. Then I went to bail out Derek and Kelly, who were not released on PR. They were released on cash bail. So it was a real, lengthy, brutal day. I barely got anything done, and I was just hoping to go in and out and get some court business done this morning, but they decided to, make us waste an entire day on this nonsense, this basically free speech crackdown, free media crackdown. And this certainly is something you're intimately familiar with, having lived here for a period of time and been involved in some of the shenanigans at these courthouses.
Absolutely, and, you really only have two options that they put forth for you. One is to take it to the Judicial Conduct Committee, which has yet to do anything significant to curtail any of this just rampant corruption. And
well, now they have a new committee. They have the grievance panel within the State House, which isn't actually staffed by judges, but is actually staffed by state reps. Maybe something will come out of that, but... Huh?
And what power do they have to actually act on against
in
judges?
In theory, they could bring an impeachment in front of the entire House. But again, this is another area. It's brand new. Nothing has yet been done as far as impeaching anybody with this panel. So we'll see what anything happens with that. But anyway, the second option in your mind was what?
Second option is to fight it through federal court and spend years litigating it, thousands of dollars in legal fees, spend all of your time. And if they can't find even the flimsiest of case law or circumstances to connect the dots with to throw your case out, then maybe you'll win, but you've still lost all that time and energy that you had to put into it to get some temporary fix that they'll soon find their way around again. And
exactly. I mean, if you watch the video, did you see the video from today?
I did, yeah.
Right. So Carlos Miller and folks, they're basically saying, well, haven't you read the Glick decision? They're saying this to the police at the or the sheriffs at the courthouse. And of course, for those that don't know, the Glick decision was it the Circuit Court of Appeals?
It came from the First Circuit Court of Appeals, which is the federal court that covers the
New
state.
England.
It covers Maine, New Hampshire, Connecticut, Rhode Island, and
Massachusetts,
Mass, and Puerto Rico.
Right. And well, Puerto Rico's a little ways away from.
Yeah, it is. It's strange.
But this particular court basically, affirmed that you have a right to record these government bureaucrats when they're doing their public duties, in public places, right?
But, I mean, the hook on Glick is going to come down to, if I was representing the state, I would say, look, Glick applied to the, Glick said out in public, meaning outside of a building in the Boston Common. But then if I was making the argument on the other side, I would say, look, the core security checkpoint is a public area. It's owned by the people, and these people are law enforcement officers.
And that's what Carlos Miller was trying to say from CarlosMiller.com as they were trying to, threaten him with arrest. And he was trying to inform them about Glick, but they don't care. There's no punishment for them if they ignore Glick. And if they ignore Glick and go ahead and arrest Carlos Miller, or in my case, arrest me, or Derek J. or whoever, then we have to go through the court trials. We have to spend the time and the money and the effort defending ourselves and bringing up Glick and citing these cases and then hoping that the judges will, fall on our side. The bureaucrats themselves, the sheriffs, have no liability whatsoever for ignoring it.
This wouldn't be a big deal if it were not for them making it a big deal. If people of the liberty activist persuasion were simply allowed to film their interaction with the clerk's office and then move on and film their interaction in the courtroom, they'd be in and out and there wouldn't be a scene. But I mean, they've decided,
which is how it was prior to 2011,
right? And of course, the restrictions that got put into place were all about a judge getting caught on camera committing possibly two state crimes and possibly a federal crime. And, you know, they responded quickly to 3 days later to say that, oh, you know, the judge is being accosted. You know, I mean, their definition of accosted is, you know, an independent media, member of the free press asking difficult questions.
Or they'll call it harassing or whatever
or
other terminology
or,
they
right.
want to add to it.
Yeah.
Sam, any further thoughts?
Yeah, so Ian, I think the solution has popped up halfway around the world. I'll point you and your audience to something called the We Won't Pay movement, and it's a group of activists in Greece who have started going out and spreading the idea of screw it, stop paying these people. And
excellent.
Sadly, it's come at the cost of, you know, the government failing and falling in on itself and really shocking a lot of people into their out of their coma that the government's going to take care of them and you know, has their best interest at heart. And what they're doing is going out in public. They're tying up subway turnstiles and making it so people just they stand around while people walk through for free without paying. They're going out encouraging people to stop paying the government in all kinds of different forms.
That's heroic.
This has started spreading to other cities in Europe because they're all coming up on this financial turmoil because they have so much debt, and it's only a matter of time before the U.S. is in the exact same boat.
Awesome. What's their website? Do you know?
I don't know. I linked the video and identified you on Facebook, so you can go find it that way.
Or you could look for maybe We Won't Pay Greece on Google.
Pay movement, something like that. Greece,
cool.
comma,
yeah.
last month for YouTube, and that should bring it up.
Excellent, sir. Well, always good hearing from you, and thanks for the call tonight.
All
Sam
right.
from Texas at 855-450-FREE. Creighton is on the line in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live, Creighton.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I wanted to respond to an unanswered question about Bitcoin last Wednesday.
Okay.
If you recall, we had another caller call in and basically ask if Bitcoin is capable of functioning without the internet.
Yeah, go ahead.
And the general answer to that question is, yes, it can, under certain conditions. And those conditions are that because it works in a peer-to-peer mode, if two peers that want to talk to each other are cut off from the internet as a whole, but they can talk to each other, as long as they can connect to each other in any way, they can actually transact. But they cannot mine coins or participate in the clearing of transactions.
Right. So those two nodes could transact with one another, but they can't have their transactions verified unless other nodes are connected, right?
Well, eventually that will still be verified, yes. But at that moment, they cannot be verified.
Right, presuming the internet comes back online. Thank you, Crichton. Appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now, the sale items. Right now through February 29th, save 15% on canned bacon, 28% on a Working with Wheat combo, 28% on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated food, and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends February 29th. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry, sale ends February 29th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mystic.stampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome19.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome19.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company, and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome19.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome19.com. IncomeAtHome19.com. That's IncomeAtHome19.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Airwaves and dialing toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. And here tonight, it's Ian.
And Bradley.
And Julia.
Don't forget, over at freetalklive.com, lots of features for you. Our news updates are there. You can click over to news.freetalklive.com. You can get emailed updates. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, whatever works best for you. news.freetalklive.com. And I want to make sure you know about the Bitcoin. We were just talking briefly about it a moment ago. It's the world's first potentially anonymous digital cash. With Bitcoins, there are no contracts to sign or terms of service by which to abide. Anyone can download the free Bitcoin software and be using them in just a few minutes. And you can send and receive money anywhere in the world without needing the permission of any bank or government or any kind of central controller, because Bitcoins are completely distributed. They're totally peer-to-peer. It's impossible to stop the Bitcoin, at least as far as the government is concerned. I suppose if the internet were to go offline permanently, well, then Bitcoins wouldn't be as useful. But as long as we have the internet, and odds are good, we will for a long, long time, you can use the Bitcoin, and it will be very useful for you because it's getting better over time. More people are starting to accept Bitcoins. You can learn about them over at weusecoins.org. That's weusecoins.org. And thanks to bitinstant.com, you can have Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. Buy your Bitcoins with cash over at bitinstant.com. That's bitinstant.com. So 855 450 free. Just recapping what happened this morning, and then still to come here tonight, looks like Ohio, the government people there are talking, was it Ohio, trying to ban secret compartments. We'll talk about what that means here in a bit. But this morning, I was arrested and held in a jail cell for several hours, as well as Derek J. was held much longer than I was, because fortunately, I was let out on PR bail, personal recognizance. They attempted to get $500 cash bail, but I managed to negotiate it down, and Kelly Voluntarist was held on $500 bail, and Derek J. negotiated his down from $2,000 to $1,000.
Why was his more?
This is a good question. It's probably because they were out on bail, so usually when you're out on bail and you get arrested when you're on bail, it gets worse for you. But although in this case, in the case of Derek, he had a $2,000 cash bail before, and they went to $1,000, so it doesn't always get worse. But frequently, that's what will happen if you get arrested on bail. You get an extra charge. You get charged with contempt of court, or what was the other one? Bail, something or other. Bail, not bail jumping. But,
What it is you can get an extended sentence if you are out on bail. Like if you're charged with a misdemeanor where the maximum imprisonment is 1 year, mm-hmm. you can get an additional year just for the fact that you were out on bail for anything. So, you know, if you're out on bail for a felony and you commit a felony, you can get an extra 6 years in state prison. And it's just ways to tack on charges.
Got it. So we all went to jail today, and thankfully everyone is out, was able to bail everyone out, and so that's good. But it was still a huge time waster, and all because of some nonsense going on at the courthouse, where essentially they've been cracking down on free speech, and they've been cracking down on the free press, and they've been cracking down on the right to assemble. I mean, First Amendment freedoms do not exist at this courthouse. And of course people like
for
to say,
you.
Right, for me. And for anyone else,
they're cracking down on you and your little group of friends,
or anyone they think is even a part of my group of friends.
I know.
Because Carlos Miller did not, you know, he has not received any of these warnings. He has not received any of the notices, any of the orders by this particular court. He just walked in there with a video camera, like a journalist, you know, a good ambush independent journalist would, and started recording. And they told him that you can't record here. And he said, well, by what order? And the cops refused to answer his question. They refused to even provide him with the basic information that was justifying what they were doing, because they presumed that because he was acting like a liberty-minded person might act, that he must know exactly everything that we know, that we all just pass around information to one another about what the orders say and what the judge has told us and what how the cops have threatened us in the past. And, you know, just that alone, the way they treat people, it's horrible.
Well, in order for the government to legitimately take away a constitutional right, they need to have what's called a strict scrutiny test, and there's three parts to it. The first part of it is they need a compelling governmental interest in order to restrict a right. And in this particular case, these restrictions on rights came about on June 28th, where Adam Miller from Cop Block was arrested because Judge Burke told a lie. So essentially, their compelling government interest to take rights away is because if you have those rights, you can videotape a government employee committing a crime.
Right, they don't want transparency.
Exactly, and I think it's very important to always lead people back to the fact that these rights were taken away from everybody here in this area of the state because a judge committed a crime on camera and got an innocent man put in jail for 2 days. And
it wasn't even just that. If you actually go back and you look at the original order, they do reference that, but they also suggest that cameras in the court are a problem. And the reason for this was because before Ademo was arrested,
Pete.
Remember, Ademo was responding to, it was either Pete or Bo, I think it was actually Bo, who was getting arrested in the court for having a hat on. Pete's also been arrested for having a hat on. But during Bo's arrest, like six people came out with video cameras that were in the audience, and Pete from CopBlock.org cut together a video of all six of those videos. So he like cut from one angle to another, and it looked like a really nice video because we had six angles of what was going on there. And they saw that happen, and they just thought, well, we can't let cameras in here.
Yeah, this doesn't look good. I mean, we're being shown to manhandle people because someone wants to wear a hat. You know, someone wearing a hat like Bo did has the same effect as a Jewish man wearing a yarmulke. It's like it's not a big deal. These courtrooms ostensibly belong to the people who sit there, yet if you don't stand and if you don't wear the appropriate attire, you're going to be put in jail at the cost of like $80 a day to the taxpayers. You know, it's ridiculous.
It was funny this morning, too. I was, when I was taken to jail, we all were given video arraignments, which normally is like a bad sign. If you get a video arraignment, it means they're not planning on releasing you. But anyway, we got a video arraignment, and during the arraignment, I referred to one of the sheriffs by his first name. I know better not to call Ed Burke, the judge, by his first name in court, but I still called the other guys by their first and last names. And Burke admonished me for this. He said that we go by first names outside of court. He acknowledged that because whenever I see him in person, I always say, "Hey Ed, how you doing?" And he's always very nice. So he acknowledged that we do this outside of court, and that's fine. But in court, you need to be of a certain respect or
you
whatever.
Need to you respect to. The dignity of the proceedings is what
right.
They
so,
say.
Well, how is not? I mean, addressing someone by their first name not respectful? That's their name.
I don't know. It's a weird cult thing that they have.
It is. I just don't understand it because I want people to call me Julia. That's my name.
Sure.
That's what I go by. And I want everybody to call me Julia.
And as a Quaker, it's something that Quakers do is they don't use titles. They don't say judge and things like that. But obviously, if you're under duress, you do it. You're told to do, or else you go into jail for a long time. So I started, I said, well, Mr. Garicky, the sheriff that I was referring to. And so I corrected how I was speaking. But a moment later, as Burke was trying to interrupt me to say something to me, he used my first name. So that's never happened before. He always calls me Mr. Freeman.
You should have asked him to address you as Colonel or Sir.
I just thought it was interesting because, one moment he's telling me not to call somebody by their first name, and then he calls me by my first name. So I don't know I don't really know what else to share with you. I mean, we went to jail. We got out of jail. The jail guards were nice as they normally are. Actually, one of the guards was wearing a Law Enforcement Against Prohibition pin.
Wow.
Which was pretty cool.
One of the rank and file guards?
Yeah.
It must be really easy to speak out against the drug war when your superintendent is a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition.
Exactly.
Think how easy that is to think for yourself when you don't have to worry about getting harassed.
Yeah, so that was cool. And I guess at one point, we were singing while we were in the jail cells and, trying to have as much of a good time as possible. And, when you go to jail in Cheshire County, New Hampshire, it's nowhere near as bad as other places. And that's one of the reasons why. If you're going to do civil disobedience, and obviously it's not right for everybody, but if you're going to non-cooperate, if you're going to be civilly disobedient, you really don't want to do it anywhere else.
The superintendent of the Cheshire County Department of Corrections has a whole different take on the correction system than most law enforcement people do. I mean, he really values people being treated with respect. And, back when I was in...
And that travels down to his staff.
Oh,
as well.
Absolutely. He demands it of them. When I was in Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, he gave me a tour of the old facility in Westmoreland. And he doesn't tolerate anybody not doing things professionally. So you guys are lucky out here.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. Secret compartments. Will they be outlawed in Ohio? Julia will tell us about that. Also, we'll take your calls about anything that might happen to be on your mind. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. And this is Free Talk Live.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS. 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS. 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Get over 6,000 preparedness items. Get you ready. That's what you'll find at GetReadySurvival.com. Over 6,000 preparedness items. And counting. Because we're adding new items nearly every day. GetReadySurvival.com has it all. Small and family-sized tents, backpacks, sleeping bags, food supplies. Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. Portable water filters, canteens and hydropacks, knives, axes, shovels, compasses, camouflage and tactical gear, fire starters and ammunition. It's all at GetReadySurvival.com. How about first aid medical, emergency, or small personal survival kits? Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. If you're not prepared or just semi-prepared, the place to get prepared now is GetReadySurvival.com. Got questions? Call 928-541-9723. That's 928-541-9723. Or go to GetReadySurvival.com. And remember, survival preparedness means living on your own terms.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything that you want, and, of course, we'll talk about other things that might interest you as well. 855-453 if you would like to bring up what you want. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And if you support Free Talk Live, you want to help us maybe get on more radio stations, you can become an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And that will allow us, your $3 per month, will allow us to invest in the show, spread the show on more stations, get more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's where you can get signed up. You can use any major credit card through PayPal. Or if you've got a problem with PayPal, you can go through our website and use Visa or MasterCard through our secure credit card processing, which does not involve PayPal. So once again, go to amp.freetalklive.com. Now, Julia, you wanted to share a couple of things with us. We'll start with the story out of Ohio, but then you've got a real doozy. This one, though, is interesting because it proposes a proposal I've never heard of before.
No, I hadn't either. That's why it kind of stuck out for me.
No, it's just a proposal, right?
Correct. At
normally,
this point
I don't
in time.
Like talking about proposals because, you know, half of them don't actually make it through. But that the idea...
I would say these kind of proposals generally make it through.
You think so? This is pretty serious.
Related to the drug war?
What's the proposal? I mean, this is a serious proposal.
A hidden compartment in your vehicle with or without drugs could mean big trouble as Ohio gets serious about slowing down drug smuggling.
Tell me more.
A proposed state
where's
law...
Where's it from?
It is from... The Columbus Dispatch.
Very good.
So, local newspaper. A proposed state law advocated by Governor John Kasich would make it a fourth-degree felony to own a vehicle equipped with a secret compartment. A conviction would mean up to 18 months in jail and a potential $5,000 fine. The hidden compartment law, coupled with nearly 150 new highway signs warning traffickers that they could face prison time in Ohio...
That's pretty sweet for the sign maker.
Right, but the concept that, you know, I'm driving through Ohio, oh my gosh, I didn't know that I was going to go to prison for stashing drugs.
Ignorance
like, what
of the
is
law
the,
is not
what
an excuse.
Is the well, I'm saying, what is the purpose? Everybody who smuggles drugs knows it's very illegal, and prison is a reality.
Well, this is disturbing in a variety of ways. I mean, obviously, it's this whole crackdown, we're hardcore, we're tough on crime mentality that's leading him to do this, as though it wouldn't be difficult enough of a time to get busted with, you know, a kilo of cocaine in a secret compartment. That would be enough of a nightmare. Well, we've got to make it worse. We've got to add on an extra charge. But what happens if you are buying a car used and there's a secret compartment that you don't know about, that you get pulled over, the police decide to search your car on whatever flimsy pretense, and they find your secret compartment? It's empty, hopefully, and then they say, well, you've got yourself a secret compartment here, and you had no idea, but that you then you get a fourth-degree felony.
Well, yeah. The dogs will probably hit on it because it'll still have the scent of something that was there, and then when they find that, then they're going to say, oh, well, this vehicle was involved in a drug transaction, it's illegal, so asset forfeiture.
And fourth-degree felony
fourth
charges.
Fourth-degree felony, you're out of prison.
$5,000 fine.
$5,000.
Now, fourth is not as bad as first, but felonies are pretty bad in general.
Yeah, can never own a gun again, can't vote in a number of states. It's right. A big deal.
Right, Mark, who is a felon, he went down to Florida a few years ago to beg for his rights back, right? And they
yeah,
just said no.
Out. Yeah, it was a wasted trip.
Mm-hmm. He unveiled a new number for motorists with cell phones, number 677, to alert law enforcement about possible drug activities.
Oh, geez.
A lot of people that are dealing these drugs are after our kids. When you see something, call this number. The concept that the drug dealers are after your kids is pretty weird. They're actually more likely to be after someone who has money.
Money.
And
well,
kids.
No, to be fair, like children probably don't have money, but teenagers, if they're working, in theory, have money to spend on drugs, right? I mean, they don't have rent to pay.
Well,
so
most teenagers, I would say, don't work until they're 17. At that
Maybe
point in time, they're
true.
Almost adults. You can't call them children anymore.
I agree that with that. I don't like calling teenagers children. At all.
No. And most drugs that teenagers buy, pot, you know, a bag of pot, I don't think pot dealers are coming after your kids.
I think that's generally true. And besides that, people that are selling to teenagers are probably mostly teenagers.
Yeah, agreed.
I bought my marijuana from a teenager when I was a teenager.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Somebody in your high school?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a professional drug dealer wouldn't want to deal with the BS. Yeah, it's risky and it's... You know what I mean? I like to deal with adults. I don't really like to interact with teenagers.
Right.
I don't connect with them. So.
Yeah, right. I mean, I knew somebody who refused to, who was a drug seller of some sort who refused to sell to teenagers or people under 18 simply because, you know, the concern was that these people were more likely to become snitches or, you know, make a mistake.
Right.
Or whatever.
Right. It's just too risky.
Yeah.
So. The governor's news conference held in the Patrol Academy garage played out against the backdrop of a pickup truck loaded with tens of thousands of dollars worth of cocaine, heroin, and marijuana. The drugs were scooped up in the patrol's expanding and increasingly successful campaign to slow down drug trafficking by stopping...
Increasingly successful. What a bunch of nonsense.
It's so increasingly successful that you repeatedly see in the news these pictures of, like, all these guns and drugs. Like, how many times, like, if they were so successful, wouldn't they stop having these images of, like, all this stuff? Wouldn't it be gone?
Right, it would be... Exactly.
Well, I think the very first sentence of this article said that they're getting serious about stopping... drugs. And, you know, if you're really serious about stopping drugs, there's only one solution.
Get more serious.
Which is end
Kill
the
people.
War on drugs.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Oh, do you? No.
Well, they could start executing drug users and
drug
dealers.
But that
dealers.
Still won't stop the drug problem.
No, it won't. But that's the way they're going to go. Like, if they want to get serious, that's how they think. Is like, let's get more harsh. Let's start hurting people. They don't go in the other direction, which, of course, is the logical, compassionate, sensible direction to go, which is to completely decriminalize all drugs.
Are they saying they haven't been serious yet?
Yes. Now they're super serious.
Super duper serious.
Part of the new drug interdiction
strategy.
He's
probably running for re-election.
So this isn't just a one law. This is a whole strategy, and part of it is now they have these signs on the road that say, if you are caught trafficking, it doesn't say anything about the secret compartment. The signs on the road just say, prison for traffickers, which I feel is really stupid, because traffickers are very aware of that reality.
It's just a whole tough on crime thing. He just wants to look like he is doing something. He'll likely point to this when he's running for re-election, which I presume is this year.
Tough on drugs.
Yep, that's right. Well, I mean, it's an easy thing to get tough on, right? Because you don't actually have to deal with any real criminals, or for the most part, you're not dealing with the most dangerous elements in society. The average pot dealer isn't exactly a tough, teeth-gritting killer. Just trying to make a little bit of money, sell some pot to their friends or something like that.
So here's the definition of the hidden compartment. The law describes the hidden compartment as a space, box, or other container that is added, modified, or attached to the vehicle. That's a pretty broad definition.
It doesn't seem to include an intent for it. It's just any hidden...
Right.
Right. So any hidden compartment you have, like if you transport jewelry and it's full of diamonds and you get pulled over, you're now going to prison for being a drug smuggler.
Yeah, well, I mean, we know that they'll get you if they pull you over a bunch of cash. Boy, you'd make a cop's day if you had a whole bunch of diamonds in your car. Then they'd hit you with a felony and they'd get to confiscate all the diamonds.
I think we read a story on the air years ago about like little old lady who was moving somewhere
and
she had
savings.
You know, her life savings in cash in somewhere in the vehicle hidden, and she got arrested for drug charges.
That's right, and they charged her cash with a crime.
And they keep it, right?
That's right. So they would charge the cash with money laundering or something like that. And
I'm sure that money goes to good use.
The DEA has a deal for the state and local and county government. When if you have a case where there's a potential for asset forfeiture, you notify them and they'll do all the work. And I think they take like 30% or something like that. So you get 70 and then the feds get 30. I remember behind my police department, there was a really nice Ford, like really nice done up Ford F-150 pickup truck that they were trying to have the Fed seize so the police department could have it for an undercover vehicle and sell it. I mean, it's just insane the way they take people's stuff away.
It is.
This stuff has been moving to and from Ohio and has been for years.
This is the governor again
talking.
Yeah,
this is a genius quote, really. I'm sure Ohio is the only state who's dealing with drugs. Law enforcement officials said Ohio is critical for interstate trafficking because several major interstate highways that pass through the state and the state's proximity to Canada. The new roads, this just seems stupid. I mean, every state has highways
right.
going through it, and how many states border Canada?
Well, Ohio is more important to the people in Ohio,
yes.
So he's pandering to the right people.
The new road signs, both white and blue, will be erected on numerous highways, particularly interstates just inside Ohio state lines. The money for the signs come from drug-related property forfeitures.
I just, you know, it's sad. It's getting to the point where when you enter past some jurisdictions, some political jurisdictions, you cross the border to Ohio or whatever other state, you start seeing just warning sign after warning sign after warning sign of, like, here's the impending police state that you're entering. In Maine, you get threats over fireworks when you cross the state border. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live Hour 3 next.
Get in the zone!
You can prolong the life of your engine and save by doing regular oil changes yourself. And AutoZone's here to help. Right now, get a 5-plus quart jug of Mobil Super conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter at the low price of only $15.99. See store for restrictions and details. If you've never done the job yourself, it's a good time to start. Change your oil on time and on your own with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.